Hi, this is Martin Patella for Life Enthusiast. Today I would like to talk about the concepts of cleansing and detoxification. Oftentimes these two words get mixed up, but to me they actually mean two different things. Cleansing to me is the process of naturally removing the metabolic waste or whatever the body produces in its natural functioning. Detoxification, on the other hand, would be removing the things that get into the body that shouldn't be there. The industrial toxins, the heavy metals, and whatever we ingest, inhale, or pick up in drinks or in fabrics and whatever else. I have prepared a presentation, so I'm going to launch into that. Watch now. So, cleansing versus detoxification. Cleansing, removing the debris that the cells have left behind through the process of natural functioning. We'll get to that. Detoxification, to me, that's the removal of garbage, of toxic things that we pick up, the industrial society debris. That we inhale or drink or pick up. My name is Martin Patella. I'm a health coach. I operate using the metabolic typing methods, which is part of the functional medicine spectrum, where we understand how genetics and how foods we ingest or inhale or drink interact with the body. I founded Life Enthusiast, a website that is focusing on helping people deal with chronic inflammatory degenerative conditions and remarkable recovery, where we try to educate people about these things. How did we get here? We now have sick soils, six sick plants, and therefore sick people. What do I mean by that? The sick soils, that's an industrial process. We have been using fertilizers and herbicides and pesticides that are making the soils more sterile, killing the microbial terrains and trying to overpower nature instead of working with it. But unfortunately, these weakened soils are producing weakened plants that are producing subpar, weak nutrition, which yields us sick people. This industrial method that we have adopted is focusing, I think, on the wrong aspects. Food quality is sacrificed, as I'm listing here, for speed and volume and stability on the shelf, and ability to resist or survive transport and look good on a grocery food shelf. But we are, in fact, are eating foods that are devoid of nutrients. They look good, but they're actually empty. I'm calling it hollow foods. And all of this really is traveling on the back end of the plunderer mindset. The plunger, you come to a situation and you treat the resource as something that you don't have to pay for and something that you can exploit and something you can move on from without ever worrying how much damage you did. The classic plunder, of course, was a troop of soldiers arriving in a village, burning the homes, stealing the cows, raping the women, and killing the men. Classic, right? Now, we open a mine and we extract resources and we don't care that the effluent is poisoning something downstream. Or we grow something on fields without regard that the soil is becoming weaker with every year and with every crop that we take off the field. The general macroeconomics of it is that we're able to internalize the profits, but externalize the consequences. how is it possible that the manufacturer of the plastics doesn't have to worry about the fact that the plastics are washed downstream through rivers into oceans where they're killing birds, fish, and turtles, and whatever else, and hence the environmental pollution? How long before we have actually polluted the world badly enough that we ourselves will start choking on it? And the pollution, the industrial pollution, includes metals, heavy metals, things like mercury and lead and cadmium, and chemicals, and there are many. These are the volatile organic compounds, the benzene and toluene, and I don't know, thousands, the 20 or something thousand different chemicals. And the electronic, well, I'm concerned about the electromagnetics, the Wi-Fi, the way we're polluting our world through invisible means. Anyway, in our modern lives of the industrial society, we are breathing, drinking, and eating toxins. And what does that do to us? Well, we're experiencing this industrial lifestyle experiment, and it's not going great. We're experiencing rising levels of degenerative diseases. 30% of people are dying of a heart and a cardiovascular failure of some sort. That's an inflammatory disease. Another 20% are dying of cancer. So 50% of deaths are premature and are caused by one of these two conditions. Diabetes is on the rise and obesity is rampant. And the other problems that are common to us, autism or the autism spectrum that goes anywhere from ADD to Asperger's all the way to inability to communicate, and the inflammatory conditions of the physical body parts like fibromyalgia or arthritis or lupus, or the glandular problems like Hashimoto's, that's the thyroid going bad, and Addison's, that's the adrenals, and Sjogren's, that's the saliva and tears, and just the chronic pain stuff like migraine and back pain and carpal tunnel and plantar fasciitis, all of these issues where the bodies are falling apart. All of this, those are the degenerative chronic diseases that make our lives quite miserable. So how is this affecting you specifically? Well, it could be any body part. It's the weak link, right? It's the weakest link, whatever your genetics are, in combination with the epigenetics, as in what your specific toxic load is. You will experience it in one or more body parts. So whether your vision is going, or whether your large intestine is having problems, or whatever, I don't need to make the list, but your body will be affected differently than somebody else's. And yet the causative layer is shared. And what can we do about it? To reverse these chronic degenerative conditions, we need to deal with nutritional deficits and imbalances. We need to deal with toxic burdens, detoxify especially the metals, but also the other pollutants. And we need to also introduce movement. Stagnation, especially of the lymphatic system, is a significant challenge. Think of a swamp. A swamp will rot and putrefy, the opposite of a running creek. We need movement. And we need the electric potential of the body. The currency of health is the electron. And the electron taken away is called oxidation, and an electron given back is an antioxidant. So as you're taking away the electrons, you're causing aging, rusting, a decline. And the easiest way to restore the electrons is actually through contact with the ground, with the planet. The ground is actually the source of the electrons. So walking barefoot and grounding is wonderful. But even just eating foods that are grown in the ground and are still raw, they will contain a large number of these electrons too. Now, of course, we, in order to live good lives, we need to resolve the stored emotional trauma, both physical or emotional. It will cause us to remember things that we shouldn't have seen or relive repeatedly traumatic events. And PTSD is rampant, as I'm sure you know. The other side of this is the cleansing of the metabolic waste. So this is the natural stuff. The elimination pathways that we have, they all need to be flowing freely. They need to be moving every day. And these need to be wide open and flushing. Because if we're hanging on to things, we're creating stagnant, putrefying situations. The lymphatic system, it only moves when you move against gravity. So walking, bouncing, jumping, massage. The digestive, the bowels need to move. There should be a bowel movement associated with every major meal that you take in a day. So at least once a day, but preferably twice or three times a day, your bowels should move. And the eliminative, these are the filtration organs, your liver and your kidneys. They need to process, neutralize, filter away, and eliminate these, call it waste, metabolic waste. We have the ability to also get rid of things through sweat. So getting hot through exercise or hard work, or through sauna or sweat lodge, those type of things. That's an important aspect of elimination. We do need movement. We need to move and exercise and work. We are built to work under load. And of course, nutrition. So what do we have for tools, for the cleansing tools that we can apply? First of all, water. Water needs to be structured and energized. There are multiple names that people have come up with, but essentially the freshly distilled water that nature makes, you know, when you get out early in the morning, when the air is cold, you may see water droplets settling on surfaces like on the windshields of cars or roofs of stuff, grass. That's freshly distilled water condensing out of the ambient moisture in the air. Well, we have tools that can emulate that water, properly structured. And you should be drinking water like that, because with lower surface tension, it's able to dissolve both the nutrients and the toxins better. And it's able to help you eliminate the metabolic problems. We should be ingesting toxin-free food. Organic is a good name for it, but biodynamic is even better. And what really helps are enzymes, both digestive and systemic. And the more enzymes you have, the better off you are. And these enzymes are present in raw foods, uncooked. Once we cook the food, whatever was in there becomes inactivated. We need to look after our microbiome, the microbes living on the surface of our bodies, but also inside, within. We're actually outnumbered by the microbes. If the body has something like 10 billion cells, it has something like 100 billion microbes. If you could imagine, like, the if your body was like the planet, there are as many people as there are on the planet, there's how many cells you have. But the microbes, it's probably about as many as there are ants on the planet. The microbes within you require fiber to live on. It's called fructooligosaccharides. It's known as prebiotics. It's mostly fibers. They mostly come from root vegetables, and they are required. If you don't eat enough of those, the microbes don't do well enough. And of course, we can also do flushes. And the flushes could be either mineral flushes like salt or like sodium chloride or magnesium, like magnesium sulfate, or herbal. Either way, these flushes are able to accelerate the elimination pathways. The other side of it is the heavy metals burden. The heavy metals burden is making things not work. Mercury, for example, is blocking certain pathways. It makes your body not work right. It triggers inflammatory responses. How you get that? The most famous way to acquire mercury is, of course, through amalgam fillings. That's the silver mercury amalgam, the shiny ones. Vaccinations, of course, flu shots, especially flu shots. Vaccine manufacturers are hiding the fact that they are putting metals into the vaccines, and it's a significant amount. And of course, fish, especially tuna or whatever large fish, because whatever lives at the top of the food chain is accumulating the highest amounts of it. The other big problem is lead. Lead has been found in water, especially in the older cities where the water pipes were made out of lead. The main lines are made out of iron, but the branch lines, you know, the last 30 feet or so from the main line to the house were made with lead. All you have to do is remember the story of Flint, Michigan. And of course, older houses, they were painted with lead paints. Lead makes a beautiful, brilliant white. Huh. Anyway, I have on the screen this video by IAOMT.org. This is an organization that makes its focus on helping people not get toxic or get rid of toxicity. And we're going to post the link somewhere nearby. So what are the detox tools, right? What are the tools that we can use to get rid of the heavy metals? EDTA is something that's used by the mainstream. Typically, it's intravenous, like 12 sessions of, a pint or so of liquid dripped into your vein at a cost of $150 each and a great deal of inconvenience. Also, it's possible to do it through suppositories. We do sell that. That's a rectal suppository. You insert that and it helps the body get rid of things. DMPS is another chemical that's used in the mainstream. It's a stimulant that causes the body to dump a lot of heavy metals into circulation. However, the challenge with that is that taking it out of wherever the body has pushed it out, it's called sequestered. It's like stirring up mud. all you're making is very muddy water. And now the body's having to filter it, but if its filtration capacity is limited, all that's going to happen is that it's going to hide it again. The tools that are more efficient that I rely on, zeolite and fulvic acid, are way more efficient. Zeolite actually binds and traps these heavy metals so that there's no side effect of using that effective. Sulfur is very supportive of detoxification. So you want to use DMSO or MSM as the means of improving the body's detox capacity. And in the plant world, cilantro is excellent at knocking heavy metals out of hiding, and chlorella is very good at binding them. So they have been used traditionally with detoxification programs. Sweating is great, sauna is great, and heat mats. You know, these would be the something like biomat, where the body is heated to a higher temperature, so it's caused to sweat to drop the toxic burden. My favorite is zeolite and its subspecies, clinoptilolite. I love it because it behaves a lot like the Pac-Man. It's itself, it's very simple and easy to ingest, and it binds both heavy metals and volatile organic compounds. And it doesn't work on the principle of chelation, which would be an electrochemical reaction. Instead, it's a magnetophysical reaction where the metal is captured into the matrix and is held until it's excreted. So the zeolite leaves the body within a few hours, 3 to 6 hours, and it's gone. So it's very efficient that way. So using the clinoptilolite, you will support your immune system function, and you will thereby reduce the inflammatory reactions, and you will have a reduced risk of every possible illness, aging symptoms, tumors, you name it. And importantly, it's safe. It's safe to use by children, pets, everyone. On screen, you will see this image of a structural concept of what the zeolite looks like. I found it on the University of Columbia website, and they're showing what it looks like where the toxins will hide. Here's another version of that same thing, showing you how the structure of the clinoptilolite is able to attract and hold the toxins within its structure. One other thing that I'm really fond of when it comes to detoxification is called fulvic acid. Fulvic is very good at getting inside cells, removing cytotoxicity. It gets through the cell walls, inside the cells, sweeping clean the space, making more room for the mitochondria to do their job. That's why we can say that it stimulates metabolism and it reduces the pollutants that are present in the cells, such as the pesticides and herbicides, and improves the body's ability to move the nutrients in and toxins out. And it also is very good at helping to support metabolic transactions. So it helps us build healthier tissues, and it helps us convert abnormal cells back into normal. And it's what's interesting about this fulvic acid, that even though it's essential to life, it's not really talked about enough in the mainstream. The fulvic acid is found in the humus or the humate. That's what makes the difference between beach sand and living soil. It's that blackness, that juice, that if you add that to beach sand, you have fertile soil. And these molecules are free radical scavengers. That means that they will reduce your effects of aging. They transport every nutrient possible, and they catalyze enzyme reactions. Here on the screen, I have an example of the molecule of the humic acid, which is a slightly more complex version of the same thing. And as you can see, this is not a simple little sugar. This is a very complex molecule. When we fail to maintain the body by detoxifying, we end up in chronic inflammatory conditions. So we can use some shortcuts with which we can help our clients to get their body into a better state quicker. There's no point suffering, right? Like, we can't really fix everything overnight. Detoxification works, but it doesn't work quickly. It takes time. But we have some tools that can get us to feeling better quicker. We have been using CBD extracted from hemp to calm the nerves. We have been using magnesium as a mineral that activates the parasympathetic, the healing side of the autonomic nervous system. The opposite of fight or flight is the repair, relax, and digest. And magnesium helps us get there. We also need to look after the effects of the invisibles. These days, an urban society is very much saturated with electromagnetic frequencies, and I don't think it's possible to avoid them. So instead, we try to use the signaling system of the Blue Shield devices that is helping the body to stay calm in the face of these negative signals. I should mention this. Every cell can be activated into stress mode. It's called voltage-gated calcium channels. The calcium channel flooding with calcium, the molecule that signals stress, is triggered by frequencies in the gigahertz range. So when you're in the 4G plus or the 5G range, you will be experiencing a large amount of this. We also found that infrared radiation in the 980 nanometer frequency is very helpful in helping the body activate the enzyme pathways that help to rebuild and heal. So we have this device called InfraHelios that we're able to use to reduce pain pretty quickly. One other issue of pain, well, I should mention that inflammation has several symptoms, right? Redness, swelling, heat, pain, and loss of function. Well, pain is associated with lower oxygen levels in the body, hypoxia. We have found the blend of chlorides that produce ROS, reactive oxygen species, in the body is able to supplement the body very efficiently to reduce chronic inflammatory painful conditions. This product is listed on our website as Amazing Soak. So when you take it either as in a bath or as an inhalation, it will help to raised the available oxygen and reduced inflammatory conditions in the body. We have also had a lot of success using C60, carbon 60. That is a means by which we are more able to more efficiently distribute the electrons around the body. It's about 267 times more efficient than vitamin C in its ability to move the electrons to where they're needed. You still need the electrons, so you still need to be eating raw foods and grounding and doing all the things to bring more electrons in. But with C60 on board, you will have a much better time of reversing the inflammatory conditions. And these could be anything from pain to loss of function anywhere, every organ, as we started earlier. And finally, electron charger. It's not an inexpensive tool, but it has the capacity to bring in large volume of electrons. Now, what needs to be said is this. Once you become electron deficient for some time, the minerals in your body, especially calcium, will crystallize, calcification or hardening of tissues. And there's this principle called piezoelectric principle, by which when we apply voltage to a crystal, it will shatter. We need to have enough voltage. So when you walk barefoot on the beach, there are electrons there, but the voltage is not high enough. So we need this device to, in the early stages at least, to help break up the calcifications, the hardening of the tissues. And of course, the bottom line of it, correct the inputs for a long-term change. What's that mean? When you find yourself in a hole, the first thing you need to do is stop digging. Stop bringing in toxins. You can find a lot of information at life-enthusiast.com and remarkablerecovery.com. And if you want to get phone support, we're available at 1-866-543-3388. This is Martin Petella for Life Enthusiast. Thank you very much for watching this presentation. We're here for you. And our motto is restoring vitality to you and to the planet.